Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Does the news ever shock you? I mean, are you ever surprised at what people do these days? I know things shouldn't surprise me anymore, but they still do. Did you hear a news report from last week where one civilian and five cadets from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point had overdosed on fentanyl-laced cocaine while partying in Florida for spring break? Last I heard, all of them survived, but one remained in critical condition. According to one news report, four of the people involved took a substance that appeared to be cocaine laced with fentanyl. Two other people in the group were exposed to the opioid when they tried to administer CPR. The two people exposed to the fentanyl also went into cardiac arrest. To me, the shocking part was not that young people did drugs or overdosed. It's not shocking because we as a country have been in this underlooked pandemic for years. In the past year alone, nearly 100,000 people have died from drug overdoses in the United States. According to the National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics, nearly 1 million people have died of drug overdoses since 1999. So, it was not shocking that young people were using drugs or overdosed. What was shocking to me is that they were cadets at one of the most disciplined institutions in the world. West Point's own website claims that the mission of the United States Military Academy is to produce leaders of character. More than any other aspect of West Point, the Honor Code unites the long gray line of cadets and graduates by expressing their shared commitments to personal integrity and personal responsibility. With such a strong focus on character development, personal integrity, and professional responsibility, the expectations are super high. Some of our greatest military leaders ever attended West Point. We expect our officers to be gentlemen. Our military leaders should be men and women of character. My favorite definition of character is this: character is doing the right thing even when no one is not looking. Even when you're at spring break, away from all your supervisors. You and I need to be men and women of character. If we expect our children and the next generation to do the right thing, we should too. One of the great things about character is that you and I get to choose what kind that we have. Our actions show our character, and it can be changed. Choose today what aspect of your character needs a little adjustment and do it today. I'm sure the cadets thought that they would get away with their weekend of partying. They didn't expect things to go the way they did. Responsibility, character, and integrity. If we truly want to change our community, if we really want a better life, that is where we need to start. Responsibility, character, integrity. I'm working on me too, so have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.